This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday. I'm going to open the phones up, bottom of the hour of the balance of the broadcast. First-time callers, long-time callers, all I ask is you've got a good phone. To get into the JFK files, to get into the DOD planned solar storm-based national blackout drill during Antifa protests in November. That's tied in because it's believed they might actually attack the grid. That's some of the things they're training to do, along with the jihadis. And then I've got a bunch of other news here that gets into what's happening in North Korea and a lot of other fronts. But I was just thinking during the break how Yale is basically saying that the English language is racist. What it is it's the dominant world language that every other government is teaching their people how to use. So they're trying to hobble students. And they're also trying to basically put a ball and chain around them and just direct that when you go get a degree in English, that you don't study William Shakespeare. Of course, if you read Shakespeare, you'll be anti-establishment. It's Renaissance literature. It's super powerful. Some of the best writing out there. But, I mean, if they have their way, they're going to ban Charles Dickens. In fact, they're saying he's a bad guy. Because Charles Dickens is real sophisticated, makes a lot of sense, and teaches you how the world works. They don't want people reading Charles Dickinson because it's powerful. It'll make you want to be a good person. It's classical liberal thinking. The counterfeit liberals, just like Glenn Beck would try to get me kicked off radio and try to get my affiliates taken away because he was trying to absorb my audience. He was the pod person, the body snatcher. He needs to get rid of the original to be the facsimile. He didn't finish absorbing me. In fact, he didn't even really get my pinky. It's such a phony $3 bill. But that's what they're doing, and they're trying to assimilate everything. They are 180 degrees from Martin Luther King saying it's not about what color you are, it's what you stand for, what you do, and what you produce. That's Martin Luther King at one point. And then at the polar opposite, 180 degrees the other way, you've got the SJW saying it's all about what group you are and who you are. And by the way, if you're a black person, don't wear a cowboy hat. And if you're a white person, don't. Even though you got curly hair, don't grow it out long. Or you know, whatever. It's insane. It's mental illness to tell you how you're supposed to look and what you're supposed to do. That is a cult. And I forgot, all over the country they've come out and said that trigonometry, calculus, algebra is white privilege. And so mathematics created by the Chinese and by the Sumerians and by the Greeks. I mean, everybody created their own alphabets, their own forms of math. That's racist? And see, I'm not joking. If you're a new listener and you think that's too far, they didn't really do that. No, that's real. Mathematics itself operates as whiteness. Yeah, I tell that to the Indian mathematicians. That's crazy, folks. There's nothing, mathematics is simply equations to understand how matter interacts and how to add things up. A cash register is not racist. But again, this is the total mental illness, and they mean business. They are just creating Fruit Loop crazies at these college campuses, and they know. Now, there's CNN. Math is racist. and men and women being together, it's inherently bad. Because there's some friction there. Meanwhile, they don't want to talk about those dungeons where they got those kidnapped little kids. That's who they are.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I cannot believe that during the break I'm actually having a straight-faced conversation with my great crew about all these top engineers at top schools who are white, who are black, who are women, who are, you know, you name it, coming out and saying mathematics is racist, clocks are racist, Shakespeare is racist because he lived in a time when colonialism was being launched. And I'm like, what? I mean, if one African tribe takes over the next African tribe, that's colonialism. The idea of people expanding and things is just like it's a white thing. It's just unbelievable how these colleges literally give you a degree in mental illness now. University of Illinois, one of the top engineering schools in the country. And then it perpetuates white privilege. And now, all over the country, in colleges and in high schools and elementary schools, they're giving people good grades because, well, we have fuzzy math. I remember hearing about fuzzy math 20 years ago, and I thought, they'll never really do that. And then the Common Core had 2 plus 2 equals 5. And then we got copies of real Common Core where they're teaching first graders that 2 plus 2 can equal whatever you want and letting you still have your grade as an A+, even though you missed half the questions. I mean, that is sabotage of humanity. Meanwhile, we've got the entire Russiagate narrative coming out, and it's worse than we thought with the Clintons and their entire group of Democrats. I mean, hundreds of prominent Democrats getting individually tens of millions from the Russians. I mean, the Russians were just wholesale buying the Democratic Party. So, of course, the Democrats get scared. They go, oh, my gosh, Trump's got in. He's about to get in. What do we do? Just totally just start saying Russia, 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 Russia. To the point of, I walked down the street in Austin, and every 20th person, I demonstrated it again on Monday. I walked around for an hour. And every 20th person or so, just as I predicted, would go, F you, and I heard a few, go back to Russia's being screamed at me. And people would roll down their windows and scream, F you, traitor. I'd say, how am I a traitor? And they'd go, you know, you Russian. And I mean, you talk about mental patients, folks. Hillary, we're now learning, Democrats, hundreds of millions. From the Russians for Uranium One. Payoffs, everything. Here's Paul Watson's report on it. And we're going to come back and the number out and start taking some calls. But here's Paul Joseph Watson's powerful report. BS Russian collusion narrative collapses. Here is the PJW.
So how's that Russian collusion narrative working out for you?
It's completely collapsed.
Everyone is colluding with Russia except Trump. Basically, you've got the Podesta group, you've got the Hillary campaign, you've got the DNC, you've got the FBI.
Colluding with the Russians to dig up dirt on your political opponents to try to influence an election is bad, right? Really bad. I mean, when Don Jr. met with that Russian lawyer, the media went nuts. That was treason.
Yes, treason.
We're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Bordering on treason as well. The president himself is bordering on treason because all of them have sought out damaging information about Hillary Clinton from the Russians.
Thirdly, there's outright treason. We've got to start outrage. This is the scariest thing I've seen in my life in politics.
This is evidence of willingness to commit collusion.
He's saying, yes, I had the intent to collude. I went in and I took the meeting, which by definition is colluding.
A senior advisor and someone who was in the top tier of the Trump campaign colluded.
How did the media react to confirmation that Hillary, the DNC, and Obama's FBI colluded with Russia to fund the fake Trump Pissgate dossier and then lied about their involvement for a whole year while pointing the finger at Trump for Russian collusion with no evidence, while that same establishment media helped them promote the lurid fake Trump Pissgate dossier? Well, how do you think they reacted? They buried it, they downplayed it, despite it being the biggest story of the day. By far. ABC devoted just 31 seconds to it at the end of a story about a separate issue. 31 seconds. Compare that to their coverage of Trump Jr.'s meeting, which on the day it broke, ran for over 10 minutes. CNN tucked it down here while giving top billing to a far less important story about WikiLeaks. How did the media react to the bombshell revelations about Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration colluding with Russia in the Uranium One scandal? Despite it being the biggest story of the last week, CNN devoted an entire 3 minutes 54 seconds to it over the course of 7 days. But hey, at least they did better than ABC, CBS or NBC, who devoted no time to it whatsoever. Oh, but the media's not controlled, oh no. Keith Olbermann, who's been frothing at the mouth about Russia for the past year.
Scum! Russian scum!
Is now triggered that Trump won't shut up about Russia. Oh, the sweet, sweet irony. How did left-wing pundits and celebs react to Trump Jr. meeting the Russian lawyer? Joy Reid, Nick Confessori, Alyssa Milano, Matthew Chapman. They all freaked out. Colluding with the Russians to do opposition research was dreadful. Maybe even an imprisonable offense. How did those very same people react to Hillary and the Dems colluding with the Russians to do opposition research?
Only the American media could make a scandal out of opposition research. Let the party who has never peddled Oppo research cast the first stone. Honest question, does it matter who funded it? It's campaign research. Isn't campaign research normal? The next GOP ruined the lives of scammed vets and identity theft victims tonight. Media's top story. Hillary Clinton did opposition research.
So Trump Jr. having some useless meeting with a Russian lawyer, that's awful. The Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign scheming with the FBI to collude with the Russians by producing a fake dossier to influence the election, that's just fine. How did the media react when Trump tweeted a week ago that Hillary, the FBI, and the Democratic Party were probably behind the Pissgate dossier? CNN said he was floating conspiracy theories. CNN reporters ridiculed him. Never Trumpers said he was a disgrace. And yet, Trump has been proven completely right. He's totally vindicated. Just like when they called him crazy for saying his campaign was wiretapped, and he was proven completely right about that too. So Hillary engaged in the dirtiest of dirty tricks. Oh, by the way, we told you this whole Russian collusion narrative was completely fake 10 months ago. So either Russia has suddenly launched a coordinated effort to sabotage Western democratic elections, or the unpopular leaders of those countries have suddenly launched a coordinated propaganda campaign to blame Russia for absolutely everything to distract voters from their own failed policies. And at the end of it all, after all the hysteria, all the pearl clutching, all the promises of impeachment, all the investigations, the only real evidence of Russian collusion was that conducted by Obama's FBI, the DNC, and Hillary Clinton. Let that sink in.
That's right. Everyone in the Democratic Party, as they've been doing since they invaded Russia in 1917, Democratic Party, literally out of New York and then funding out of London, sent 100,000 New Yorkers who were formerly from Russia over to take over and set up what they couldn't get done here. Communism was big in 1917 here. It was so dangerous, it basically got outlawed for a while. And then they marched back over and just took over Russia and started just slaughtering any Christians they could get their hands on. So that's the bottom line of communism, folks. It is a liberal, anti-Christian, Antifa movement that has always meant to do what it's now doing. Very, very powerful information. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Open phones to get your take on all this big news we've been covering. And coming up either towards the end of the show or sometime tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to break really big Vegas news that is like a time bomb we're sitting on top of. So pray for us. And so much more straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. The year is 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be back on the other side.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Bottom line, we're living in incredible times right now.
And when you're out there,
and
without care, yeah, I was out of time.
Undoubtedly.
But it wasn't because
the left is the very same left they were 100 years ago. If you go back to the New York Times and the Washington Post in 1917, they were writing glowing reports of the wonderful Americans, Russian immigrants, who were many of them Jewish, who were getting as leftists on the ships to travel at the end of World War I to go after the evil monarchy. They were like George Washington fighting King George III. You know, the corrupt czars, even though the czars had just fought on the U.S. British side in World War I, in their weakened state, leftist powers in London and in New York, financed with hundreds of millions of dollars at that time, including Stalin's famous train of gold with $25 million from the U.S. Treasury, shipped right in to Moscow. And the minute they got control of Russia 4 years later, because it took them that long, every Christian they could get their hands on was sent to a slave camp or killed. And it was so enjoyable for the left. And they got to break up the family and reorganize society and ban the churches and just do all the things they're trying to do here. Isn't that just sweet? And that's a historical fact. So when you see a leftist at a university or other places, they're cold-blooded, folks. I learned this because I would have leftists on as guests. I would have them here. Rob Dew's been in some of the meetings, be at dinner with people that claim they're just liberal. They say, listen, I like the fact that, you know, you don't like the Republican establishment, but you libertarians better become libertarian socialists because we're going to kill everybody that isn't on board when we take power. And, you know, over the years, covering communist meetings, reading their literature, seeing them on the street, every time I've seen a group of communists out handing out literature or running a table, they won't talk to you until your camera's off and they walk over. Old ladies, old men, they'll go, we're going to kill you. And everybody like you when we take control, you understand? They look at you and say, yeah, there's going to be blood. And they're always like cockroaches. Weak, ugly, stupid, hateful. But they got an instinct, boy, to get you in a death camp and starve you to death with your family. They love it. I mean, they want to kill you and your family. They want to murder all the police. They want to burn down success. They want to just shut the churches down. And they want everybody to have to bow down to them. And under their system, you'll have maybe one pair of overalls with holes in it. You're going to work 18 hours a day. You're going to go to all these little commie meetings and have them over you running your life. You go read 1984. That's what Stalinism was like. And George Orwell had been a communist. One of the leaders of the Fabian Socialists, Eric Blair. He gave the entire list of the Communist Party before he died, was probably poisoned to death, in 1948. He gave the entire list of the communists of the government, and he said, you need to shut this down. They plan to end the family. They plan to dehumanize. They plan to even end the act of sex between men and women using feminism. He said, it's so horrible, I can't believe it. They're a priesthood of power who just want to torture people to death. Now, you go read that book, ladies and gentlemen, and you understand, Eric Blair was O'Brien and was Winston. He wore both those hats, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Blair tortured people. Eric Blair killed people. Eric Blair, you read that book, he's O'Brien, and he's also Winston. And you want to know what the communists want to do to you? They want to hurt humanity because it's a sick cuckolding. It's the extreme of a guy that wants to watch 10 guys with his wife and have her tell him he's pathetic while it happens. Now, some men are into that. Globalism is a satanic death cult of people that want to feed on other people and hurt other people and have strong men and women, the very best in society, brainwashed under their control. And when they're done with them, hang them up by their heels and torture them to death because they're threatened by a big, strong, powerful man that's already done service to them. But when they're through, just like the horse in Animal Farm that helped bring them to power, the pigs load him up on a ox cart and ship him to a glue factory. You can allegories, and what Orwell told you is what someone inside their system did. He worked for the Empire and was an imperial policeman and did bad things. So he became a communist thinking, oh, that's the other side. I'll fix it being a communist. Then he found out it was even worse. And that it was a dialectic. So, there's no doubt, you understand, the average leftist walking down the street is either a mindless idiot, a slave, but more and more of them, they know. They're little weak cowards, but they imagine them in their black uniforms, and they've got us in camps, and they're beating us and torturing us, and they've got all this, everything's theirs, and they're in charge of everything. Those people never are put in charge. They're the first ones to get wiped out. It's the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. They told you since the 80s that communism didn't exist anywhere in the world, even though they now admit it's exploding and on the rise. It's been quietly beavering away, calling itself anti-fascist, just like they would do in the 1917. And then they just flood out of their roach holes. And they're planning to blow up transformers, to shoot cops, and to kill public figures starting November 4th. And that there's going to be this big overthrow. And you got the Democratic Party pushing it and all these other subgroups. And some of them are useful idiots. And some of them know what they're part of. Others don't. But you read the socialist publications, the communist publications. They want a violent revolution. That's the hallmark of what they do. And the little spoiled, rotten millennials with their slave phones made in China under that crony capitalist fascist regime, that's their model, and they just dream as little soft, stupid, spoiled, rotten nobodies of the power they're going to have in this big, juicy bloodletting. Well, this is not 1917 Russia, and I will assure you that this is going to be their big defeat. I will assure you they've met their Waterloo. And I will assure you everything they think they're going to do to us is going to happen to them.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural
mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And after Trump, I am one of the most hated pro-Western individuals in the world, simply because I've actually studied the globalists and who they are and what they are. They are in open war against reality, against creation, against common sense, against the family, because they seek to dominate and control. And it may seem crazy to see the left saying all math, clocks, science is racist, literature is racist, ban everything, don't teach English anymore, it's racist. Until you understand, they are technicians that want to be cult leaders, and they've got to train you to accept the absurd. You always hear about cults wanting people to go along with absurd ideas and things that don't make sense. You know, why do they have them do that? Because they want you to pass a litmus test and show you'll do anything to get people into a cult mentality so that you'll do more and more extreme things as they tell you to, including blowing yourself up as a suicide bomber. And Islam, in its orthodox form, is a cult. The leftist movement's a cult, and that's why it works so closely together. And the acolytes of it keep believing they're going to get this heavenly future if they just join it. I have known people that have told me, listen, Alex, I can't handle the reality of the New World Order. I know it's true. I'm deciding to join the Matrix and just buy into it. And I'm going to go to wine houses and poetry things and just buy into loving Hillary. And again, they just go to the poetry deals and drink wine and then all just go, oh, we're intellectual, and just repeat that over and over again. Well, they're the opposite. It's a cult of not having to think and just joining it and just, and then, oh, we have a job for you now. Oh, we're going to promote you now. You just want to totally turn yourself over to this. But that's only for this season. This is the end of humanity if the globalists are able to carry out their final technocracy plan. And so what I'm telling cult members of the left is, you're at the end of the line, bro. You are a schmuck. You are a sucker. You are a fool. Involved in delusional thinking. And what you're pushing is a takeover culture. It's an overwrite culture. It won't be the operating system once the globalists get full control. It's going to be a very, very centralized, eugenics-based fascist model. And in the dialectic, I even see them using your extreme behavior to actually bring in that fascist system of the dialectic. You are the fascism that will trigger fascism under the name fascism, but a more orderly fascism to counter you. You are morons. You are chumps. You are marks. You are the prey. You are wrong. You have been conned. You have been lied to. And I'm not saying that with pleasure to feel intellectually superior to you. But you can't even talk on the street. You just scream, F you, Russian. I want to go to Steve. I want to go to Kevin. I want to go to Scott, AJ, Carlos, and many, many others. And what's happening is, just like when you see Keith Olbermann and everybody else going, Russian scum, the filthy, dirty, horrible, evil Russians and mass murderers, and they're the worst people on earth, and they're the reason. I mean, that's Bill Maher. That's all of them. They're doing it. They're doing it, invoking the most hardcore form of racism. I mean, the Russians...
of this country is about to be handed over to scum who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
I mean, the Russians are a race of people and a culture and a Christian country colonized by the left in 1917 that halfway crawled away with, you know, again, half its face torn off, and it's like trying to recuperate. Doesn't mean it's perfect, and the face suckers are up against the window just trying to get in as fast as they can. George Soros is throwing everything he's got, $18 billion, and bringing down the U.S. I mean, it is just insane asylum. And the face suckers are just snapping their teeth, just wanting into the room, just greedily going into complete psychotic ecstasy. But they're going to run out of energy. They're going to fall down on the ground and basically politically die, and that's happening. So right now it's more like a temper tantrum. A lot of the face suckers are on the ground just going, ah! It was supposed to be all ours, Christian blood. They don't know what to do. We were supposed to be dominant. We're all a bunch of globalist hunchback, crazy scum. What are we going to do? We wanted to paint with the innocent's blood all over the walls. We wanted an orgy in their blood. We were promised it by our God. We're not getting it quick enough. I mean, you go to an Antifa event, they are the filthy, stupid, ugly, stinking piles of trash. And they know they are, and they like it.
and they're going to kill you if they get their hands around your neck, because they're just the little frontline babies. Back in the shadows is their mommies. Big spider-like pig women. Pig men. Go to a communist meeting. I mean, you nasty, slimy, filthy, hateful people. They never buy each other anything. They all just clutch. They've all got, like, apartment houses and money and banks just filled with cash slithering around. They never pay taxes. They know. They just, you know. Then they attract all these chicken necks and cowards to join them with the promise of power when you'll be nothing but tread grease for the war engine's wheels. And just as I say this, they're search engineering everything I say, and it's just leftist men, weak. And I wouldn't even say physically weak, weak mentally. Six times more likely to steal. What is it? Nine times more likely not to give to charity, or am I flipping the numbers? And again, there's this thing of the weak to pull down the strong. So first they convince the strong to let them run everything, and then you learn, no, they actually want to have a ritual of demasculating us, and it's all an existential exercise of power. I promise we're going to your calls when we come back in the next segment to talk about this and a lot more. But, and I'm not knocking men that aren't big and muscular. I think it's a statistical thing that that's the type of folks that they end up recruiting to authoritarianism many times. It's larger than that, and the culture does this to people. Most of the time, they're not even really evil at the grassroots level. They feel disempowered. They've been made to be fearful and broken down, and then they're inducted into the communism, into the authoritarianism, as if this will make you strong now. You've got to be nastier than they are. But the ones controlling it are always devil worshipers. If you see communist stickers on somebody's car, and then you go in their house to do a repair job. I had several repair jobs. I worked for an exterminator off and on for a year. I worked for a carpet cleaning company. And you learn a lot going to people's houses. And if you see communist stuff on a car, you don't see communist stuff inside. You see devil worship. And that's who these people are, folks. Pot-bellied, pedophile, devil worshipers. And all they want to do is run you into the ground because they hate you existing. They hate the fact you're good. They hate the fact you love God. They want to destroy you, period. And they mean business. So just remember that. And they hate me because I see them. And I know them. Now, if you want to fight back against these scum, we have a new limited edition t-shirt that we're only selling for a month. We've taken the stupid Antifa logo and redid it. That we're anti-socialism and we're anti-fascism. And it's got the American flag and the Gadsden flag. It's really powerful. It's in the t-shirt section of InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The anti-fascist.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
about it, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, callers, I'm taking your calls starting here in just a minute or two, right through the entire third hour today, and then I guess into the fourth as well. After I take about 30 minutes of calls, though, I'm going to try to just read like 100 headlines here, just to get a smattering of how crazy all this is. Hillary faces electric chair if charged in 1950s. Powerful article up at newswars.com. That's a powerful headline. I think it was just Hillary would face the electric chair if she got caught doing what she's done in the 50s. That's right. They would Rosenberg her faster than your head could spin. Rosenbergs were executed for sharing U.S. nuclear secrets with the Soviets. Sebastian Gorka, military analyst and former top aide to President Trump, compared potential high crimes involving the Obama administration, DNC, and Russia to those committed during the Cold War by the likes of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who were convicted of espionage and executed via electric chair, giving their communist cohorts in Russia the bomb. Just like, I mean, why not? I mean, they'd had family and friends and other New Yorkers a few decades before go over to help take over Russia and carry out a good old jolly leftist extermination fun.
I mean, this is left having fun. There's nothing like shipping whole villages to forced labor camps for 10 years and then, you know, maybe 30% live. And how dare the Rosenbergs get put in that electric chair? Hillary has got the same career selling out our secrets to foreign powers, communist China, you name it. And, of course, she's the globalist. She's the enemy. She's the one selling our country out. So she points her finger at me by name and the president and you, the American people. She says, you're idiots. She says, you're morons. You voted for Trump because you're a dupe of the Russians. Yeah, right. Oh, I love the new pumpkins that are out. I think I'm going to try to rip that off. Everybody should use just every form of art to fight the globalists. Since the left wants Halloween banned now because they say people express themselves and wear costumes, they just want to run everything. Even though it's occultic, they don't like it. But you could have it like Hillary, you know, lock her up and you have a little pumpkin inside the pumpkin and then you put up a little deal of bars, like she's in jail. Absolutely. That's the way we communicate and let the thugs know we're going to exercise our free speech, whether you like it or not. Briefly, I'm going to start coming out, not with just limited edition T-shirts sometimes, because that's our most popular, is limited edition run. I'm going to start coming out every month with a new T-shirt, and then when the month's gone, the T-shirt's gone. If it's real popular, we may do another variant, but it'll be a limited edition. These are super high quality. We have the new one that is the anti-fascist, anti-globalist, basically the Antifa logo, but changed to an American flag and a Gadsden flag with Infowars.com and an American flag on the right arm. And it is a limited deal. And three stickers come with it as well. There's a matching 3-inch sticker for your car or wherever that comes with it. And I'm going to tell the shipping department, in all T-shirts now, orders, I'm going to have 20 bumper stickers put in all orders so that you can bomb your local area in a legal and lawful way, in the information war, of course. In public places, get the stickers up. So the T-shirts and the bumper stickers are a big part of the info war. And just like we have auto ship for things like the supplements and coffee, we're going to have a T-shirt of the month where you basically can cancel any time, but where you get 30 to 50% off, depending on the T-shirt, when you order. And then each month we just ship you a new shirt, and then you just cancel any time with one click of a mouse. We haven't set that up yet, but this is the first limited edition in the T-shirt club. And we've got hundreds of T-shirts there, and a lot of them are about to sell out. Trump 2020, Hillary 2017, I'm not going to make any more of those. That's limited edition. We've got the winter-style hoodies, join or die, InfoWarsLife.com. For you to find all the supplements, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And a bunch of the CNN shirts are limited edition. They're all selling out. But whatever you do, get your colloidal silver 50% off, get your Anthroplush 50% off, get your winter stuff 50% off. We've never had winter stuff 50% off, but it's a really high-quality product. It's a bestseller, and Anthroplex is amazing, especially the dry form of Super Male Vitality. So try that out today, and we've got Anthroplex with Brain Force Plus at 50% off right now. You can't get it by itself for that, but together you can. So, again, a lot of specials, InfoWarsStore.com. We're not funded by George Soros and the Globals. We're funded by you. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off on the toothpaste, on the mouthwash, on all of it. On Caveman, you name it, and you will get an additional 10% off. Free shipping, all the orders, $50 or more. Okay, let's start going to your phone calls. And now I'll go to them quicker as we go into the next hour. So Carlos in Montreal, Scott in Maryland, AJ in Ohio, Stephen in Montana, Jeffrey in Tennessee, Kevin in Florida. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Carlos in Montreal, Canada. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Just a comment. When President Trump said that there was nothing he could do, this was a very meaningful phrase to me because, as you know, I analyze semantic phrases and why people say the things they say. And it's not something that he would have said for legal reasons or constitutional reasons, because there are none. Essentially, I believe it's because the people that are going to be mentioned in those documents are alive today. And one in particular is George Herbert Walker Bush. And his relationship with the Kennedy Association is one that I happen to have come across a long time ago, but on a different track altogether. I was actually looking at Charles de Gaulle's relationship in Quebec and what was happening here. And it turns out that agents of French agents were actually operating in Texas in the Fort Worth, Midland, Dallas area.
So you're talking about the Jackal?
Well, in particular, a fellow by the name of Michel Meurtz, who was an assassin for the Barbuzes of the Algerian episodes with de Gaulle, and in particular, this fellow Meurtz actually was seen photographed with people like I'm trying to recall it specifically because you can get lost.
Here's what goes on. When you yes. something like killing a president, you get a bunch of groups, mafia together, foreign governments, and then a bunch of people take part so everyone's involved and implicated. It's like Julius Caesar. Everybody's got a stab to prove they're in the club. And so that's why Oklahoma City, they didn't just have foundation, U.S. foundations and the FBI and the ATF there. They had German intelligence and others helping plant the bombs because the Germans are run by a leftist operation as well, to blame the right wing so that they were all wouldn't tattle on each other. So, it's kind of like the pedophiles. You got to rape kids together to be in the club. And so that's what they're doing there.
But in particular, there is a relationship that I discovered, which was troubling. And that is an agent known to the French agents, George de Morin Shield, who was in the oil business,
yes.
was closely associated with George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush became the head of the CIA just a few years later. He was there using the family business's cutouts and offshore drilling rigs and Operation Mongoose and all of it, and he's in FBI files with J. Edgar Hoover with the assassination. So, of course, those are the names reportedly that are in the files, and it shows how real these files are that they held them back. Just look at what they've already released. It's pretty bombshell.
Yes, but George de Morin Shield was the fellow that introduced Oswald. Got him the job in the repository building.
Yes.
This is very troubling because this individual later on was one of the most interviewed during the commissions and the inquiries. And when he was supposed to testify in the 70s, he killed himself.
Listen,
diary.
They had treason signs all over Texas. And in Texas, it was the day they killed him. There was people high-fiving themselves in downtown Austin and Dallas and places. So, I mean, everybody knew. See, I'm here in Texas, okay? So, I mean, I've been on airplanes with well-known politicians where they're just bragging about it. So, I mean, LBJ told his mistress the night before. I told her, I mean, look who they had in Dallas the night before. Nixon, all the bigwigs were here in a big mafia commission to go ahead because they'd gotten scared and backed off in Chicago and in Miami, and the teams had just refused to kill the president. But Texas came through, and that's what happened. And you're absolutely right. Those people were all involved. And for running part of the operation, George Herbert Walker Bush was promoted to the head of the CIA out of nowhere for helping carry out the operation to kill John F. Kennedy. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend